Black moms matter.
Black moms matter. First of all, I need you to stop calling Jeffrey husky. That's the first word.
I don't call him husky to his face.
Right.
Just when he walks away, I go, ooh, he husky.
That was last hour's Black Moms Matter. This is Black Girl Problems, and the problem is keeping the bonnet on at night. It never stays on.
I don't care. How many times you put that bonnet on or tie that do-rag up, you always wake up and it's right next to your face.
Yeah, it's to keep our hair together. It's not, we don't put bonnets on because we want to put bonnets on.
I tried to be like a white girl. And
wear the hair.
And wear my hair out.
No, I woke up with
it. It was tracks everywhere.
Yeah. Oh. I had one big dread.
I'm telling you.
One big dread.
I realized I'm not Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, no, we got to put that bonnet on. And then there's bonnet rules. People don't understand, especially like if you with your man, there's bonnet rules.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't just, you know, you got to have on a cute bonnet. Tied up, you need a bonnet with a chin strap.
That's what I'm saying. You need a chin strap bonnet.
Yeah, you need a chin strap bonnet.
Did it still come off? It'd be attached to your chin. You feel like you can't breathe.
Yeah, you can't breathe.
Hanging off your ears.
But for us, Sherry, it would also keep us from snoring. Keep that mouth shut.
That's right.
So it's a double thing.
Yeah.
But then you got to lay. This is the thing when you have a bonnet and you're sleeping with a man. You should put the bonnet on after the man goes to sleep.
Right.
You see, and then you got to yank off at the first sight of daylight, like a vampire.
That's right.
Yes, that's the things that you do. You put that bonnet on, keep the hair cute, and you snatch it off. Or you're going to wake up looking like the slave in Django.
Always.
Always. Yeah, there's just certain things you got to do. And then, you know, the men wear them too. You know, with the men with that, they got them dreads.
They wear bonnets?
They put them big dreads.
Yeah, they put them little same thing. They got them things on their head and wrapped all up. Women don't like sleeping next to them either. It's the same thing.
You would turn down a man because he had his dreads tied up and wrapped up?
Let me explain something to you. I didn't say turn them down. But if he get in the bed and we fighting for mirror space because he got to wrap his braids, his dreads up to put his bonnet on, that's a problem. So now we fighting. And then you got to buy 1,000 bonnets because you lose them. They disappear like socks in the dryer.
You could never find. You ever had that one do-rag that you didn't have for years? It got that good smell on it?
What?
The jam smell, the grease smell.
Oh, the grease smell.
The grease smell.
No, that's not a good smell.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't launder that?
Yeah, you good, but it just always just stays in it no matter what.
And that smells good to you?
Huh. It's just a familiar smell to me.
Okay.
My do-rag.
Okay.
Now, you know who does wear it? She done turned it into that Tammy Roman. She done made the little bonnet thing with her little Instagram
bonnet shower crown.
Because, you know, she one of them pretty girls. She thinks, you know, that she can just wear anything. I want to look. I want to tell
you. But you are those pretty girls. You could wear anything.
No, I put a bonnet on.
Tom was supposed to.
It ain't nothing sexy about putting a bonnet on your head.
I look like I'm about to cook some pancakes.
And when I put a bonnet on my head, it look like I'm going to say, get off my lawn.
But I think it's so sexy.
There you go, Tom. There you go.
I'm going to leave one in your Harlem apartment.
Okay. I'm going to put that one with a chin strap on next time I see you, Tom.
Exactly.